Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
用主耶稣的圣名来向大家问安。
To get a gift, a present from someone who loves you, I think that would usually make you happy.
你从某一些人喜欢你的人得到的礼物，你会很开心。
But from someone who hates you, that would surely be a surprise.
但是，假如你有这个礼物从这个恨你的人而来的，你也许会感到惊讶。
Now I push it a bit more.
我再更加深的说
，To give a gift to someone whom you love, I think that takes some effort.
你要给礼物给你所爱的人，要需要一些努力。
But to give a gift to someone who hates you, that is unthinkable.
但是你要给一个恨你的人的把礼物给他，这是不可思议的。
But that is what Isaiah tells us today.
但是这就是先知以赛亚所说的。
And as someone who hates the Lord and who receives the unthinkable gift, that is something worth thinking.
但是一个恨主的人却从主那里领受礼物，我们却要来仔细的思想。
And for most of us whom maybe we have heard the message for some time, we believe in the Lord for a while, it's still worth thinking again. What did the Lord die for me?
我们在主里面已经有一段时的人，或者我们可以来思想主为我而死的意义。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, I give thanks to you for our brethren here who have gathered this morning to remember the great love, the great gift, the unspeakable gift of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was given for us not only to live, but also to die for us, and even to be resurrected for our justification. And O Lord, I just pray this morning that your Spirit will be among us to illumine us.In order that we can be guided into your truth, the truth presented to us in your word, the living word, the word that shall build us in the most holy faith. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
So, the Savior whom we know, dying for us, and that might be a matter of fact.
而这位救主为我们而死，可能这就是一个事实。
Now, but this morning is a good opportunity for us to consider what it really means for the Savior to die for us.
我们今早来思想，主为我们而死是什么意思呢？
Did he really die for us? Who are we? Who are we in relation to this Savior?
是为我们而死，我们与主的关系如何呢？
Now, this is our relationship. Isaiah tells us this is what it really means for the Savior to die for us.
以赛亚就在此说，救主为我们而死的意思。
Now we will consider how Isaiah describes our relationship with this Lord who died for us, from four aspects.
我们看先知以赛亚形容主为我们而死有四方面的重点。
Now first, Isaiah tells us that he was actually rejected by us.
以赛亚先知告诉我们，他是被我们所拒绝。
We haveSort of started reading the text from the wrong place, but it's due to the constraint of time.
我们读的时候，因为时间的缘故。
Now we should have started a bit earlier in chapter 52.
我们要读，其实要读这个五十二章，因为时间缘故。
Now you will see that there is an example, or rather a context of something like a siege, a city under siege.
就好像一个城市被包围一样。
And now there is a messenger rushing to Jerusalem to announce a great news.
而这个使者来到耶路撒冷要宣布一个大消息。
Which is that God is actually offering up deliverance for us.
就是神来赐给我们拯救。
And no one believes the messenger. Why?
没有人相信这个使者。
Now it's because how the messenger looks.
而这个使者样貌如何？
You see, we are all very impressionable.
我们都是不大漠不关心的。
No, as in we take notice of how people look more than what they really are.
我们看人的外貌过于人的内在。
And in the Bible too, remember Goliath?
我们看圣经里面的哥利亚。
Well, in modern terms, it was probably almost 3 meters tall.
在现在的词形容是三米高。
And he comes to challenge the Israelites to fight.
他来挑战以色列人来打征战。
And the Bible was interesting because it describes the kind of armor that this guy was wearing.
而圣经也形容他所戴的盔甲。
Now this is really the perspective of the Israelites staring at this huge man.
就是这些从以色列的眼光看这个巨人。
And even that Saul, you know, King Saul, who was like one head taller than everyone else.
连以扫比众人高一个头的。
Now this King Saul couldn't even bring himself to face the giant.
对不起，这扫罗王连他也不敢来面对这个巨人。
And then here comes teenager David.
然后这个少年人大卫。
David says, "Let me go and fight the Philistine."
他说让我来与这非利士人征战。
And guess what King Saul says?
这是这个扫罗王说。
Again, impressionable. Oh, you are just a teenager.
就是看人的外貌，你只是一个少年人。
Look, you can't even put on my armor.
你连戴我的盔甲都不行。
It seems just so evil to send you to your death this way. It seems too evil to send the teenager to die this way.
就好像把一个年轻人送死一样。
And here too, people would have believed the news, perhaps, of a deliverance.
而这些人可能可以相信这个拯救。
If the messenger was strong and charismatic and looked impressive.
而假如这个使者是很强壮又很有恩赐又看起来又很出众的。
But that's where the problem is. The messenger was not like a cedar tree, but more like the Bible says a tender plant.
但是这个使者不像这个香柏树，就好像这个根出于干地一样。
A little root from the dry ground.
就好像根出于干地。
If you have went to the desert or the wilderness and you have seen the shrubs growing out from the ground, you would know what I mean.
只要你到旷野沙漠的时候，你看到这个发芽出生长的时候，你就知道我是什么意思。
Because in the desert, the plants, the shrubs that actually grow out of the ground, probably had very little leaves, no leaves perhaps.
这个在旷野沙漠出发芽的这个植物呢，它们没有这个叶子。
Now, oftentimes these shrubs, you wouldn't even know whether they are dead or alive because it's just a bunch of twigs and bush over there.
而这些枝子呢，出来呢，你不知道它是死是活的。
And that's the point. The viewers, the people who saw the messenger said, "What? Are you actually alive or dead?"
人的眼光看这个使者，就怀疑到底你是死的还是活的呢？
And you have come to tell us that God will save us, or rather, you can save us. You sure?
或者你要告诉我神能救我，或者是你本身要救我们？
And not only was the plant, the messenger, half dead, the Bible also says that it was an ugly root to make it worse. Ugly.
而不单是这个圣经说这个使者是很干枯的，而且他也是很其貌不扬的。
So the English word, the big English word, no comeliness.
就是没有外貌可以羡慕的。
And therefore despised.
所以轻视他。
To add on to that, you know, to pile on, first you are half dead, and then you are ugly. To add on to that, you are a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief.
先是丑陋，先是半死，又是丑陋，现在呢又充满了这个忧愁。
Now, not only you have a bad appearance, you also are filled inside with frailty and sadness.
不单是外表的丑陋，而且内心充满了忧伤。
Now you understand why when this messenger showed up, nobody believed him.
当这个使者出现，没有人相信他。
You know, it's not only.A few thousand years ago, that people were impressionable.
不单是在几千年以前，人是看外貌的。
Today, even today, we are impressionable.
但是今天呢，我们还是看外表的。
Even today, we are faced with the pressure of looking good.
今天我们面对要被人看好的这个压力。
And not only in schoolwork, but in interviews, we put up our best front.
不但是在我们的功课，在我们的课外活动，我们都要呈现最好的一面。
And even some teenagers in some schools, you know, apart from being academically excellent, they go for etiquette classes.
不但他们在日常繁重的课业上要做，而且他们还在这个礼仪班里面来学习。
And even for us, when we go to work, we go for interview, we have to put on our best front. We have to hide our weaknesses.
不但我们在面试的时候，我们要把最好的呈现给对方，并且呢，把不好的隐藏在后面。
You see, because we want to look good.
因为我们要看起来是很被看好的。
And implicitly, we reject the weak.
而我们通常是拒绝这些软弱的。
We despise those who are.Lower than us,
我们看清那些比我们更低的
poorer than us,
比我们更穷的
uglier than us,
比我们更丑陋的
dumber than us, dumber, 笨
比我们更笨的
and that is the real life that you and I are familiar with.
而这就是现实我们所面对的
And then you read the Straits Times, the lifestyle section.
我们看见那个海峡时报这个时尚的
Lifestyle of the rich and famous.
生活时尚的那些富有的和著名的。
The homes they lived in. The homes they live in.
我们在住的家里生活。
The cars they drive.
那些他们所驾的车。
The jobs they hold.
他们所有的工作。
The recreation they enjoy.
他们所享受的娱乐。
Very distant from us.
是与我们大不相同。
And what about us?
我们又如何呢
？And we look at ourselves.
我们看我们自己。
We hide our illnesses.
我们隐藏自己的疾病。
We hide our financial stresses.
我们隐藏我们的经济困境。
We hide our worries for our parents.
我们隐藏我们对父母的忧虑。
And every day the load comes upon us.
而每一天这些重担压在我们身上
and this is how we feel often some of us maybe most of us
而且我们当中可能是这样可能多数我们都是这样
but this is the news that the irony that we rejected the one who is like us
但是我们就是拒绝那一位
this Jesus of Nazareth came
耶稣基督拿撒勒人耶稣基督来
The home he had, the first home
他所居住的第一个家
The manger
就是在马槽
The education he had
他所受的教育
Sorry, he had no education, no formal education
他没有正式的教育
The job, what about the job he held
他所有的工作
From what we know, he was a carpenter's son
我们所知道的是木匠的儿子。
And now can you understand what happened when Jesus showed up and said, I'm the truth, I'm the life, I'm the, you know, I'm the way?
所以当你可以想象当耶稣基督出来服侍的时候他说我是道路真理生命的时候。
Nazareth?
拿撒勒人。
Oh, what good thing can come out from Nazareth?
拿撒勒人出什么好的事吗
And he himself confessed, not just the first manger he lived, but his subsequent life. What did he say about his lifestyle, lifestyle of the rich and famous?
耶稣基督他怎么样讲到他自己的生活呢
He says he has nowhere to lay his head.
他说人子却没有枕头的地方。
The Bible tells us he was weary, he was so tired that he had to sit by the well.
圣经告诉我们他困倦他需要坐在井旁
And that's where he met the Samaritan woman
他就在那里碰见这个撒玛利亚妇人
Is this your idea of a superhero?
这是不是我们心中的超级英雄呢
Well, this is the idea of the world of who the hero must be
而这就是世界所期待的这样超级英雄的
He was rejected
但是他不是超级英雄他却被拒绝了
Like you
就好像你一样
But he was rejected.
但是他是被拒绝的
To be like you.
是为了要像你
Who humbled himself to be like you, to, the Bible says, to be touched with our infirmities.
他如此谦卑，就是为了要像我们一样，能够感觉到他。
To bear the burdens of the everyday life.
来承担每一天的生活重压。
The Bible says to be our high priest.
也但是圣经说成为我们的高的祭司。
To hear our prayers.
他要听我们的祷告。
And so, when we read the Bible telling us he was rejected by you,
圣经告诉我们他被我们拒绝。
Remember that he came to be like you.
我们要记得是他来的时候要好像人一样。
In order to listen to you.
要来听我们的话。
And to know you as you are.
要来认识我们，接受我们。
Not the one who has to put up his best front like a job interview.
不是好像在面试工作一样的将最好的呈现出来。
No, you come to the Lord as you are.
但是我们来到主的面前就好像我们是现在的状况。
Poor and stricken.
我们是贫穷而被击打了。
With sorrow and with grief.
而有这个忧伤还有这个疾病。
Weighed down by our burdens.
被我们的重担所压。
In order to enjoy the rest he offers.
使我们能够来享受他所有的这个献祭。
But don't get carried away because, you know, the gospel is not about feeling good and feeling, aiya, sayang, you know, Jesus sayangs me. No, it's not about that.
福音不是只是感觉美好或者是感觉到受安慰。
It's not about coming to Jesus who is like, oh, one of us. Oh, we feel so good because he's one of us. Not just that.
圣经不只是这样说的，他是我们当中的一份，只是我们感觉美好。
Because verse 4 onwards tells us another relationship, not just rejected by you, but he atoned for you.
圣经不单是在第四节说到他是为我们，他是被我们所拒绝，但是他也是为我们来代赎。
Because Isaiah's portrayal of what Jesus has done really reflects what we think today of what a savior should do.
以赛亚先知所讲的一切呢，就是今天我们所想的一个救主所要做的。
And a concept of what happens to religion, what happens in religion when we come to God.
这个对宗教的观念，我们来到神的面前是怎么样的？
Now the human concept of religion, you see the Bible says, we esteem him stricken, smitten of God, he suffered for his own sin.
我们看见他是被神所拒绝的。
We think in religion that we suffer for our own sins.
但是在宗教的观点是我们为自己的罪所受苦。
You pay for what you have done.
你为你所做的来付上代价。
And that is the only idea we have.
这就是我们所有的观念。
And some of us, we don't need religion to understand that.
而我们有一些不需要宗教来明白这件事。
Because we are paying for our sins.
因为我们为我们的罪付上代价。
We know that we have to pay for our sins.
我们必须偿我们的罪。
We do not need religion to tell us that.
我们不需要宗教来告诉我们。
Some of us are paying for our sins, atoning with rituals.
而我们有一些是为着这个因着仪式来赎罪。
You see, in religions, we talk about fasting, we talk about periods of servitude to pay to atone for ourselves.
而我们讲到宗教，我们是讲到苦行啊，或者是禁食啊，来赎罪。
Others they don't use rituals to atone for their past sins. Something else.
或者其他的，他们不用这个仪式来赎罪。
They atone by punishing themselves.
他们用这个虐待自己来赎罪。
Look, I have let my loved one down.
我已经看见我的这个所爱的倒下来。
No, 我辜负了他。
我辜负了他。
I have let the loved one down, so I need to punish myself.
我已经辜负了我所爱的，我要惩罚自己。
I will live miserably too.
我也活在这个困苦当中。
I know of people who carry such guilt every day.
我知道有些人他们为这个愧疚感而活。
I was not failure to my parents. They have passed on. They have passed away. So I feel guilty, and I'll carry this guilt.
我对我的父母不孝，我常常他们去世了，我常常带着这个愧疚感。
I I have not cared for this girlfriend or this wife. She has left me, so I will live miserably from today onwards.
我没有顾这个太太或者是我的女朋友，我从此就忧伤的活着。
That's my way of atoning for my sin, even if it does nothing to get rid of it.
这就是我的方式来为我自己所做的付出代价。
And the gospel tells us that the wages of sin is death. It's true.
但是圣经告诉我们罪的工价乃是死。
But there's another something more. There's a surprise.
但是还有一点就是超过我们所想象的。
Verse 5 says, for our transgressions, for our iniquities, for our peace, for our healing.
第五节说他为我们的过犯，为我们的罪孽，为我们的平安，为我们得医治。
For us.
为我们。
For our sake.
为我们的缘故。
You see, when the Lord sees clearly, when we see clearly that any attempts by ourselves to atone for ourselves is futile,Then there is a turning point.
圣经告诉我们，我们所做的一切，没有办法，我们只有来到一个转捩点。
When we try to atone for ourselves and we know that it is useless, then there is a chance for change.
当我们为我们所做的来付出代价，我们发觉到没有用的时候，我们就有这个机会来改变。
Jesus shows us something better.
但是耶稣基督给我们看到的是更好的。
He bore the pains of our sins.
他承担了我们的罪的这个痛苦。
His stripes was for us.
他为我们受击打。
The purpose? For our peace and for our healing.
使我们能够得平安得医治。
And he suffered and he bore this pain silently. Willingly.
他默默地承受并且愿意地来承受这些痛苦。
Like as the innocent lamb, the verse 7 repeats, he didn't open his mouth.
就好像无罪的无辜的羊羔一样在第七节重复。
He did no evil, verse 9 says, not even with evil words replying to evil deeds done upon him.
就是第七节就重复他默默地无声也不开口面对这些很恶。
You see, when evil was done unto him, he decided he would not reply.
当这个恶在临到他身上的时候，他却没有开口出恶言。
Why? Why didn't he protest his innocence?
为何他不抗保护他的这个抗议他的是无辜的呢？
We had a church cleaning day, a church cleaning day on a Saturday last year.
我们有这个教会的这个清洁日去年。
And we tried to mobilize, you know, as many of our members as possible, young and old, to come to clean the church.
我们尽量动员我们的全体的会友来，年老到年少的都有。
But the problem with cleaning is the kids are usually more enthusiastic than the adults.
通常小孩子会比大人还要更热心。
And the kids are not exactly cleaning specialists.
但是这些小朋友却不是清洁的专业人员。
You know, they can use dirty water and clean water together at the same time.
他们可能用脏水跟清水呢在一起来使用。
And they have no problem with wiping the floor with both types of water at the same time.
他们也没有问题用两种水来清洗地板。
And the more enthusiastic they were, the dirtier the floor got.
他们越热心的清洁就越弄得更肮脏。
And the adults had to put in more effort by their sides to clean up.
但是大人呢，却更加要出更多的力来弄干净他们所弄肮脏的。
But you know the adults, no adult said, "Stop it! This is not the correct thing to do."
但是大人也不是说你停止吧，这个是不正确的。
You're making more work for me, you know.
你使我更加更多的工作。
No, no one said that.
但是没有人这样说。
They just smile and clean up after the kids.
他就是在背后呢，继续抹干净。
Why?
为何如此
？Willingness.
愿意的心。
When the Bible describes the trial of our Lord Jesus Christ, he was silent because not because he was guilty.
圣经告诉我们，这个羔羊所面对的一个审判， 这个审问不是因为他有罪。
He came because he wanted to bear our sins and to bear it willingly.
他来是要承担我们的罪，而且是愿意的来承担。
And this is the gift of the gospel that he offers free grace, freedom from our guilt and our pain because he bore everything willingly.
因为他带来这个救恩的这个礼物，是使我们脱离这个罪疚，使我们能够有这个自由。
And that's why when he bore our pain, now we know that he truly atoned for us.
所以我们知道他承担我们的痛苦，他也来为我们代赎。
Not as an unwilling victim who had no choice but to die for us.
不是好像是他们是没有选择的，他们来为我们而死。
But as someone who has seen and prepared himself and loved us with an everlasting love.
乃是那位他看见我们，他愿意来爱我们，并且以永远的爱来爱我们。
From eternity, before time began, you know, he had a plan. He saw that these people would be wretched and suffering in sin, and he said, "Yes, I will go."
从根骨，他就已经预知到这我们这些百姓在受苦受害，所以呢，他就愿意来。Father,
let me go and die for them.
父啊，让我来为他们而死。In
order to bear their sins.
来为他们承担罪孽。And
this is really the motivation, the greatest motivation for us to walk in the manner of the Spirit.
而这就是我们最大的推动力，使我们能够来照着神的旨意来行。
See, when we are no longer under the yoke of the sinner, we are freed in order to serve the one who loved us.
虽然我们不再受罪的这个捆绑，乃是愿意在圣灵里面爱中来行。
And not only did he atone for us, even more. You see, the grace of the gospel is so abundant that he tells us not only this Christ was rejected by us, actually came to be like us, not only this Christ came to atone for our sins and bear our sins willingly. Point three, that he came in order to justify us.
耶稣基督来，不但他被我们所拒绝，而且他也来为我们代赎。那么在第三方面呢，他也来使我们称义。You
see, from verse 10 onwards, the Bible says that he, by knowing this righteous servant, many shall be justified.
在第十一节说，他因认识我的义仆得称为义。And
not only you see the interesting thing about us. It's not only we try to atone for our sins, which I've mentioned.
有一点有意思，就是不但我们要为自己来赎罪，
we are also justifying ourselves.
但是我们也要尝试为自己来称义。
We seek justification all the time.
我们常常要自己显为义。
From what we say, you can tell.
从我们所说的就可以知道。
You see, watch and hear what we often say or what your friends often say.
或者我们常听到的、常说的，
we think we are good if we are good to others.
我们觉得我们自己是好的，假如我们对人好。
Who decides you are good to others or you are good enough?
谁为你我们所做的好，或者我们自己的好来下定义呢？
You by your measurement think you are good to others.
所以我们是自己认为自己对人很好。
But what if that person thinks you have let him down?
但是对别人，他对你很失望的人来说，他又如何想呢？
This is often the case between parent and child.
这是在父母与孩子之间常发生的。
The child thinks I'm filial to my parents.
孩子觉得他很孝顺父母。
But the parents think we are not good enough.
但是父母总觉得他们不够好。
Or it can be the other way around.
或者是另外一个角度看。
So who is right?
那么谁是对的呢？
In any case, can you even satisfy everyone around you?
你是不是能够使每个人都满意呢？
You see, the Chinese has a saying, you know, 忠孝不能两全。 let me try to do that. The Chinese has a saying that you cannot be both filial and loyal at the same time.
忠孝不能两全。
Yeah, you cannot be filial and loyal at the same time.
对，我们不可以又忠心又能够孝顺的同时。 一起。
And then there's another version of justification.
还有另外一个版本的称义。
Which is, it is most important to have a clear conscience.
就是另外一个字眼，就是说我们自己要有一个很清楚的良心。
Conscience, that's a good idea.
良心是一个很好的说法。
Because you know what? God has put the conscience in our minds.
因为神把良心放在我们的思想中。
So that's a good gauge, I guess.
那可能就是很好的意志。
Just think about what we think.
只是想我们所想的。
Just think about our thoughts and our hidden acts.
或者我们来思想我们的思想和行动。
So many thoughts that were not unleashed.
我们很多的思想还没有付出行动。
And imagine all those thoughts were unleashed, what would have happened?
很多的这个思想没有付出行动是什么有什么会发生
Rather, imagine if we had acted on what we think all the time, what would have happened?
或者是我们所想的我们就行了出来又会怎么样呢
And to push it further, James tells us,
我们再更进一步说雅各告诉我们
you can't only think about the things that you did not do that were wrong.
不单是不要想不对的事情
James says,That if you know the right thing to do and you do not do it, that is sin.
但是雅各说，人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
So do you understand the magnitude of our sinfulness and why we stand condemned?
所以你可以想想看，我们为何是如此的那么大的这个罪呢？为什么会如此的被定罪呢
？If we were true to our conscience, we would know that we stand condemned before the Lord.
假如我们很认真的来面对我们自己的良心，我们知道我们会面对神的审判。
To know the right thing to do and not do it, that is sin.
我们知道善却不去行就是罪。
See, several years ago in China, there is this social debate, you know, in society about.Whether to help an old person who has fallen down.
在几年前，中国有一段的争论，就是说看到一个年老人跌倒，要不要去扶他
？You see, the controversy began because there was an old person who fell down when he or she was crossing the road.
就是有一个年老的人，他跌倒，他在过马路的时候。
And Someone actually tried helping the person.
有一个人要帮助这个老年人。
This old lady who fell.
这个老太婆她跌倒。
And actually it was a policeman who was helping.
但是有一个民警来帮助她。
And when this policeman was trying to like bring her up from the ground.
当这个民警尝试扶她起来的时候。
The lady turned back and says,Young man, why did you hit me?
那个老妇人就告诉他说：“年轻人，你为什么推我跌倒
？”So you see the problem?
所以你看见这个问题吗
？So that is why many people now don't want to help people who have fallen down.
所以今天很多人看见人跌倒，他们都不愿意去扶。
But to help or not to help, that is a difficult question. But not to do what is good is Clearly, still sin.
这个帮与不帮是一个复杂的问题，但是我们知道善却不去行，肯定是罪。
So, if you understand the extent of our sin, which includes not just what we think and didn't do, but also what is right, which we did not do, then we know we stand condemned.
所以我们看到这个罪的定义的涵盖是那么的大，知道呢善却不去行，这就是罪了。
So Job in the Bible says, how can a person be justified before God?
所以圣经里面告诉我们，一个人怎么能够在神的面前称义呢
？Verse 11 says, Jesus Christ Himself who is righteous and justifies those who know Him.
十一节告诉我们，他看见自己的劳苦功效，便心满意足。
He bears, just now I said, He bears our iniquities, He bears our sins.
刚才我说他承担了我们的罪
he takes it over onto his account. That's what it means.
承担了我们的罪孽
So that we can be counted as free, as righteous.
所以我们能够被称为自由的，被称为义的
And the Bible says Christ came when we think about Jesus dying for us. He died for us as a propitiation.
耶稣基督来，他为我们死，他是为我们来成为代赎祭、赎罪祭。
As an atoning sacrifice to show that God is righteous.
他来成为赎罪祭，来显示神是公义的。
God is righteous to punish sin.
神是公义的，他来处罚罪。
But the way of justification before God is not by ourselves, as we can't do it.
而这个称义呢，不是靠我们自己，因为我们做不到。
But by another way which is offered by Jesus Christ alone.
就是借着另外一个道路，就是借着耶稣基督他自己所献的。
So when the chairman read from Romans 5 at the beginning of the service.
当主席在开始聚会的时候读罗马书五章时。
This one man on the righteous act, on the part of this one man, all of us can enjoy righteousness.
因着一人的义行，我们得称为义。
You say that is not fair, unthinkable.
但是有人说这个不公平，是不可思议的。
How do we explain that one, the righteous act on the part of one man can save all of us?
我们怎么可以想象一个人的义行能够拯救全部的人呢？
Oh, this is the idea of headship.
就是圣经里面所讲的代罪羔羊。
No, headship, 元首。The idea of a headship being the head of the household.
就是一个主人，一个元首家里的代表。
You see, even I was struggling to, I thought I would struggle sharing with a brother from China about this idea.
所以我在有跟一个中国弟兄在分享的时候有这个问题。
So I was trying to see how can I explain this idea that one person's death, Jesus, can represent us and give us all this justification. I was thinking it will be a problem probably explaining to this brother from China.
我就是觉得很困难的，与这来自中国的弟兄来解释这样的一个情况，就是一个人怎么代表全部的人呢？
And to my surprise, he explained for me.
但是我很惊讶的，他来替我解释了。
He says, of course, you know, the idea of, again, another Chinese phrase, which is,The father's debt is borne by the son.
就是中国的一句话，父债子还。
You know, the is it not reasonable? He says that the son takes over the debt. You know, the whole family shares in the debt that the father has been burdened under.
就是他觉得不公平，一个父亲的债怎么可以一家人来承担呢？
He says that's normal, Miss.How all of us think, isn't it?
但是我们都觉得这个是，我们就觉得是很正常的。
And so, on the other hand, there's also another Chinese phrase that, you know, the son is honored on behalf of the father's honor.
就是另外一句中国的话，牧师引用的是子凭父贵。
It's no longer the son's effort, but on behalf, he is elevated and esteemed.On behalf of his father's honor.
不是因为子有什么功劳，乃是因为父亲他所做的一切，子来承受。
And so when Jesus Christ atoned for us, he really allowed all of us to enjoy in the merits of his atonement.
所以当耶稣基督为我们承担这一切的时候，他使我们能够享受这一切他所付上赎价的这个结果。
On the basis of believing.
但是很重要的就是一点，就是我们要相信。
On the basis of believing what Jesus Christ has done, the merit of his death on the cross becomes ours. We are justified like he was.
我们是因着信靠耶稣基督，所以耶稣基督他来到这世上为我们所做的一切，使我们能够享受他所做的一切的。
And if you still think that that is unthinkable,I want to tell you that you are doing it every day.
我找你觉得这个是不可思议的话，但是我要告诉你，你每天都这样做。
Even if you are not a believer.
甚至你只要不是信徒的话。
Because, do you know that the dollar notes, you know, the notes, the money that you have in your wallets, in your purses.
你知道我们的钱袋里面的这个钞票。
Are not just pieces of paper, right?
不只是一张纸而已。
What distinguishes a true $10 note from a piece of paper which the child writes $10.
一个小孩子所画的那个十元的纸张跟真正的十元钞票有什么不同呢？
A signature.
就是一个签字。
A signature by the finance minister.
就是由这个财政部长的签名。
That says this note is legal tender.
说这个钞票是合法的。
That you can take this piece of paper and go to the shop and get something that is worth $10.
你可以拿着这十元的钞票到一个商店来买同等价值的东西。
And that when you believe implicitly, you believe in the finance minister, you bring this piece of paper and you go to the shop and you actually get 3 packets of chicken rice.
只要你的相信这个财政部长，你拿着十元的钞票，你到这个鸡饭店的时候，你就买到三包鸡饭。
And did anyone laugh at you?
有没有人取笑你呢？
That you are using a piece of paper to get 3 packets of chicken rice.
你是用一张纸来拿三包的鸡饭。
Nobody.
没有人会笑你。
But this is faith.
但是这就是事实。
Of course, faith must be grounded on the correct object.
但是这信心呢，就是必须要建立在正确的这个根基对象上。
The object must be trustworthy.
那个对象呢，必须是可信靠的。
Your faith is trustworthy.
我们的
，or rather, the object of your faith is trustworthy.
我们的信心的对象是可靠的。
Because he has used his life to give life to you.
因为他把他的生命给了我们。
And finally, this justification for you doesn't end there.
而这个称义不是停在这里。
You know, the relationship of our Lord Jesus Christ when he died on the cross is not just a one-time act that he did for us.
这耶稣基督在十字架上为我们死，不是只是一次的来为我们付出。
Verse 12 tells us that he continues to plead for you.
第十二节说他继续的为我们代求。
Now, his days, verse 10 says, his days are prolonged and his hands shall prosper.
第十二节说 他的这个年日要增长，他的 手要亨通。
And when we say, verse 12 will continue that when he prospers, he will divide his portion with the great exalted as a king. How is that possible? What is this talking about?
当他亨通的时候，他要以强盛的均分掠物，与伟大的同分，是什么意思呢？
No, because you have to take a step back and understand how stories, myths are told in the ancient Near East.
我们要退一步的来想，这个在中东的古代的故事是什么说呢？
Oh, actually, not only in the ancient Near East, in the ancient world, how they...presented the idea of a king being exalted.
在古代的这个世界，他们是怎么样形容一个国王怎么样被高举？
For example, there is that English myth, you know, on this magical figure called Beowulf.
在英国的这个古典的著作里面讲到这个传说，讲到 Beowulf.
Now, Beowulf was this heroic character who came to kill.The demon Grendel.
他这个英雄呢，是来杀死这个妖魔。
And when he did that on behalf of the king, you know, because the king was losing his men, this Grendel came to eat them up. So he went to fight Grendel, and he fought and he killed Grendel.
而这个英雄呢，为这个国王呢，杀死这个妖魔。
And so this king had a celebratory feast, a dinner for in honor of Beowulf.
而这个国王来为这个英雄举办庆功宴。
And guess what? In that dinner, there was not only eating and drinking and merrymaking, there was prize-giving ceremony.
而不单是在这宴会里面吃喝，他们也有颁这个奖项。
And so, a long list of weapons, armors, treasures, finest horses were given to people who fought Grendel.
这些奖品也包括这个武器装备，还有珍珠宝，还有他的最好的马匹。
So Beowulf and his men received many rewards from the king.
而这个英雄呢，和他的人呢，领受国王所得到的这些礼物。
Alongside with gold and honor for Beowulf and his men.
有领受到这个黄金啊，还有这些尊荣，还有他的同伴。
And the description of that prize giving ceremony was about 40 sentences.
在形容这个这个颁奖的这些物件的时候，差不多有40行。
And so now you understand when verse 10 to 11 talks about this giving, dividing his portion with the poor, this is the image of a king exalted and giving his gifts together with the rest who are with him.
这个就是十二节里面所说的他升高了，他将这些乳物呢分给他其他的人。
You see, so when Jesus Christ died on the cross, that was just the beginning.
我们看见耶稣基督死在十字架上只是开始。
Soon, he would be resurrected.
而他很快的复活。
To show that he is victorious.
他显示了他的胜利。
To show that he has overcome death.
也显示他胜过死亡。
To show that those who believed in him do not only have their sins atoned and justified.
显示那些不单相信他，他们的罪得到赦免。
They are justified.
还被称义。
And something else happens.
还有其他的事。
They now enjoy the benefits of his resurrection.
他们现在享受他复活所带来的这个好处。
Verse 12 says he continues, he pleads for us sinners.
十二节说他继续的为我们这些罪人来代求。
See, so we have come one full circle.
所以我们来了一个完美的团圆。
At the beginning, the Savior who was rejected by us came to be like us.
而这位被我们所拒绝的救主，他来像我们一样。
Even though we rejected him, he came to humble himself in order to know us.
他虽然被我们所拒绝，但是他来到世上谦卑，就像我们一样。
So when he understands us, we know he can listen to us.
他深知我们所有的一切，他也可以听我们的祷告。
But listening to us will only give us an emotional well-being.
听我们的祷告只是我们在感觉上美好。
If he did not atone for your sin, you are still lost. You have still perished.
假如他没有为我们赎罪的话，我们还是失丧，还是沉沦在罪中。
If he did not justify us, we would not be able to stand in the presence of this Lord who is holy and almighty.
假如他没有使我们称义，我们就不能够在公义的全能的神面前站立。
And not only that, if he came not only to atone and to justify us, he came to be resurrected for us.
他不但为我们赎罪，让我们称义，他也使我们他也为我们复活。
In order to continue to plead for us today,
他能够来继续为我们代求。
You know, if you go and buy a computer,
我们来买电脑时
，and you pay the money and you leave,
你还了钱就走
，and you think you got a good deal,
你认为你拿到一个好的交易。
And then imagine after 1 week,
一个礼拜后
the computer shop calls you and asks you how did it go.
电脑的商店打给你说，现在怎么样呢？
And reminds you that there is warranty.
还提醒你还有保用期。
And then continues to come and say, why don't I do servicing for you for free?
还说你可以带回去免费的来修理。
You say that's too good to be true.
所以你觉得这个是不可能的。
But he actually came and do it.
但是他实际上来了，做了。
Install some free printer drivers for you.
还给你装上这个打印机的这个软件。
Gives you an antivirus software.
还给你防毒软件。
For free.
免费的。
What will you think?
你会觉得怎么样？
But this is really just a shadow of what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us.
但这只是耶稣基督为我们所做的一切的影儿。
The benefits of his salvation is not just at the point of the cross.
他的救恩的这个益处不是只是在十字架上，
but for eternity.
乃是到永恒的。
For those who place their faith in the object who is trustworthy.
那些把信心放在对的对象上的。
You have an efficacious faith which not only delivers you from death, but ensures your glorification.
这个信心呢，不但使我们脱离死亡，也使我们能够进入荣耀中。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we give thanks to you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
We know that you have not held back your only begotten Son.
我们感谢你没有留下你的爱子耶稣基督。
But gave him for us.
但却将他赐给我们。
Because you have seen from eternity the wretched state that we would be in without Christ.
因为我们在永恒的那个里面可怕的情况，我们没有基督是很可怜的。
And therefore, the only begotten Son who has enjoyed communion with you from eternity to eternity, you have given him to us.
因为你所独有的爱子与你同享荣耀的到永远的，他却愿意来。
So we give thanks to you, Lord.
我们感谢你。
He came though rejected by us.
他来虽然被我们所拒绝。
To be like us.
但是他愿意像我们。
To atone for us,
来愿意救我们，
and to justify us,
也愿意来使我们得称义。
And for all of us, Lord, we come today to remember him.
使我们今天来到这里来纪念他。
That we are reminded that we continue to enjoy the benefits of his salvation.
使我们被提醒，我们可以继续享受着救恩的益处。
That in this life he pleads for us.
这世上能够帮助我们。
And in the future one that we will enjoy glory with him.
而在来世我们可以在永恒里面与他同享荣耀。
Lord, stir up our memory.
主啊，求你激发我们的思想。
And constrain us with your love.
也以你的爱激励我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣圣名。
Amen.
Amen.